This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A lawsuit challenges the federal authorization of the Bull Mountains coal mine expansion. Environmental groups have filed a challenge to an expansion of the Bull Mountains coal mine in central Montana, arguing that the federal government has used a sham energy emergency to cut the public out of the environmental review process required by federal law. The Center for Biological Diversity and the Montana Environmental Information Center wrote in their lawsuit that the mine has devastated the Bull Mountains ranching community near Roundup by dewatering groundwater resources and forcing ranchers off their land. Signal Peak Energy operates the Bull Mountains mine, where it has a longwall mining operation that requires a 10,000-pound machine to remove the mammoth coal seam in miles-long panels. But the excavation of that subsurface material has created subsidence cracks in the earth, some of them several feet across, dozens of feet deep, and hundreds of meters long. Pat Thiel, a landowner in the Bull Mountains and member of the plaintiff organizations, said, "It was well known by both miners and regulators that a longwall mine would dewater the Bull Mountains, driving generational ranching families off their land to enrich three out-of-state corporations sending coal overseas. Nobody with any authority cares." The plaintiffs argue that the Interior Department's Office of Surface Mining rushed its environmental review to facilitate Signal Peak Energy's access to 24 million tons of Bureau of Land Management-owned coal. Landowners frustrated by the mine's impacts to the region's land, water, wildlife, and air quality say that federal law requires a more rigorous study of the expansion's ecological, social, and economic effects. The plaintiffs are asking a federal district court in Billings to nix the expansion until the federal government produces an environmental review that complies with the National Environmental Policy Act and the Administrative Procedure Act. The expedited and rushed expansion of the coal mine is the product of an executive order that President Donald Trump issued the first day of his second term that directed federal agencies to facilitate the development of fossil fuels, uranium, critical minerals, and geothermal heat. The order also asserts that selling energy resources to international allies helps the U.S. compete with hostile foreign powers, which will in turn support international peace and security. A reconfiguration of the National Environmental Policy Act followed, including an Interior Department directive that agencies such as the Office of Surface Mining and the Bureau of Land Management turn around permitting decisions, which often take years, in just 28 days if requested by an applicant, meaning a mining company. Federal regulators authorized the expansion of the Bull Mountains mine for a 247-acre expansion. The vast majority of the coal extracted from the Bull Mountains mine is bound for overseas markets, including Japan and South Korea. Plaintiffs in the lawsuit argue that this fact, considered alongside the rise in domestic fossil fuel extraction and the Trump administration's aversion to renewable energy resources, throws the legitimacy of Trump's energy emergency into question. The plaintiffs also claim that Signal Peak Energy has a disconcerting record of flaunting federal environmental and worker safety laws, and that several of its former executives engaged in crimes ranging from cocaine trafficking and bribery to firearms violations. As such, the company should not be eligible for a fast-tracked review, they say. Signal Peak Energy, which employs about 250 people, has pursued multiple avenues to facilitate its access to additional coal. Multiple lawsuits going back over a decade have thwarted those efforts. The Republican-majority Congress has also helped Signal Peak. Last May, the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee tucked an 800-acre expansion of the mine that the company had requested in 2020 into President Trump's mega bill. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.